along with Greg Herschelt. I'm Amanda Factor.
A member of Congress from our state is introducing a new plan today that he hopes will stop these massive budget cuts from taking effect.
We have team coverage this morning. First, Cuomo's Corwin Hake joins us live.
And Congressman Adam Smith from the 9th District says everyone in D.C. complains about the federal deficit, but no one seems to know how to fix it.
When you actually look at the choices that are involved in dealing with that, at generating the necessary revenue, at looking at how to control spending long term, there's no support for that. We have to start having an honest discussion.
That's Smith on Fox News last month. Today he's taking a shot at the problem himself with the Sequestration Relief Act of 2013, and he joins us now on the Cuomo Newsline. Congressman Smith, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How do you propose to spare us from these automatic spending cuts?
Well, I think the problem is, you know, when you look at the discretionary portion of the budget, which is what is subject to sequester, and that's defense, transportation, education, grants to things like NIH and the National Science Foundation, I mean, they're staring at the bulk of these cuts. So the proposal I have is to say, look, we know we have to save some money in the discretionary spending budget over the course of the next 10 years, but nobody wanted cuts this deep. The notion was propose these cuts, they'll be so bad that it'll force us to address taxes and mandatory spending, but that didn't work. So now we're looking at these deep, devastating cuts. So what I propose is let's set a realistic number. I do make cuts over the course of the next 8 years. It's about a third of the cuts that would be in sequestration. But they are not mindless and across the board. They are part of the regular appropriations process. So we can start passing appropriations bills and start governing again, setting a realistic number for spending on discretionary spending, and then shutting off the sequester so the mindless across-the-board cuts don't happen. Don't happen at all, and we shut them off entirely for this year.
Congressman, do you see any reason for optimism that anything between now and the end of the week can get accomplished?
I don't, to be perfectly honest with you. People have dug in very hard on their positions, unfortunately, aren't looking at this realistically. I think the plan now is to try to fight this out throughout the month of March. Just keep in mind, at the end of the month of March, we have the continuing resolution that has been funding our government for most of all of FY13, expires at the end of this month. So to fund our government for the last, 6 months of the fiscal year will require a new agreement. But a continuing resolution is a terrible way to govern. We need to pass appropriations bills. We need to set a number and start funding the government. Whatever that number is, let's set it and have the normal process be put back in place.
Congressman, we appreciate your time this morning. Congressman Adam Smith from the 9th District.